Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. We are blessed every week that you tune in. It is our prayer that you come to know the love of God, grow in the grace of Jesus Christ, grow in the power of the Holy Spirit, sowing seeds of faith. We invite you to come and worship with us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Our address is 9284 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California. I know many of you can't come to Rancho Cucamonga. It's a beautiful city. But you can always join us on our live stream at 9 a.m. Pacific time, which is, you can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com. Click on the live stream. You can join the chats and the prayer times. You could worship and grow in grace. And if you miss those opportunities, you can always go to our YouTube channel at The Seed Christian Fellowship. Watch our complete worship service anytime. Maybe when you can't sleep, we'll help you go to sleep. Or you can just watch the weekly messages or the weekly children's sermon. Prayer is that you're going to know and grow and go and sow in the name of Jesus. This is a season of Advent, and we've been looking at the different passages in Advent. The first week of Advent, we heard Joseph's Song of Hope, despite being in the midst of Advent interruptions. Last week, we heard about Zechariah. He sang a song of love when he was given his voice back after not being able to speak for 9 months. This Advent season, we are looking at the songs of Advent as our theme. We are in week number 3. One more Sunday, and then it's Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I have a question for you today. What is the song in your heart? What is the song in your heart? Our Old Testament reading comes from the prophet Zephaniah. Zephaniah prophesied around 640 to 620 BC. He was given the message from God to shake the people up and have them return to God. It's a little known book, Zephaniah. But Zephaniah 3:17, well, it's one of my favorite passages in the Bible. I have a picture of Christ laughing as he is over. I would love to send it to you. You can email me at Pastor Dave at the Seed Christian Fellowship. I'll make a copy and send it to you. It's a picture of Christ laughing. The picture is entitled, well, The Laughing Jesus. And I love this image of Jesus laughing. Have you ever thought of the Lord our God singing over you? Have you ever thought of singing for the Lord? This Advent season, we are looking at four people who had a song in their heart. Today, we will hear about Mary's song. Let us listen for God's word for us today on this week, third week of Advent. Let us pray. Lord God of all creation, you came to redeem us. You come today to sing over us with your words of Scripture. Help us to have open ears to hear the truth in your word. Stir up a song in each of our hearts and fill us with the joy of the Lord so that we will sing unto you. Amen. Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. Or 20. Let's just go to 20 today. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout out loud, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day, they will say to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. The sorrows of the appointed feast I will remove from you. They are a burden and a reproach to you. And at that time I will deal with all who oppressed you. I will rescue the lame and gather those who have been scattered. I will give them praise and honor in every land where they have been put to shame. All that time I will gather you. At that time I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your very eyes, says the Lord. Whew. What a powerful prophecy. Our New Testament reading today is a familiar story. It's a powerful story of Mary, Mary's visit to Elizabeth in the home or the hill country of Jerusalem. Before we read our passage, let's take a few moments to set the stage. Earlier in Luke, Elizabeth is already mentioned. Luke tells us the story of the angel Gabriel and his visit to Zechariah in the Holy of Holies. Gabriel tells old Zach, the priest, that his wife Elizabeth, who is beyond the childbearing age, was going to become pregnant and have a son, and they were to name their son John. Zechariah really tripped over this, I call it an advent interruption by the angel Gabriel. As a result, Zechariah was silenced. This week, Mary goes to visit her relative Elizabeth, and there she experiences another advent interruption that causes her great anxiety, well, and great joy. The very same angel that visited Zechariah now visits Mary. The angel Gabriel brings Mary the news. You are going to bear the Son of God. The stage is set. Let us enter into the story as we read it. Luke 1:39-56. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord shall come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the mighty one who has done great things for me, holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but he has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but he has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months, and then she returned home. Mary's song of joy is a journey from fear to faith, then to adoration. As I thought about Mary's journey, fear, faith, and adoration, I realized that we all walk the same journey almost every day. Don't we? We go from fear to faith, and finally, when the deal is done, we can give God adoration because God is sovereign in our lives. This past week, I went out and celebrated communion with some of our homebound members. As we were visiting and sharing communion, I tell them, they're my captive audience, about our sermon. Many of our homebound people are not able to be with us on Sundays, and they love to hear about what we are learning and studying. Besides visiting the homebody, I also do a lot of pastoral care. I told one person this week what the sermon series was, and I talked about how God wants to interrupt our lives this season of Advent. I truly believe that God wants to put a new song in each of our hearts this season. We are all preparing our hearts and our homes. While we are surrounded with Christmas music, we might as well let God stir up a song in our own heart. As my friend and I shared, I could see that they had been really struggling with some things from the past and present, and these things have taken the song out of his life. You know what I mean? I shared with my friend that the whole point of the Advent season is for us to look at how the advent of the Messiah is going to interrupt our lives. Joseph was interrupted. Zechariah's life was interrupted. Elizabeth's life was interrupted. Today we hear about these stories. Mary's life is interrupted. This list goes on and on out of people whose lives are interrupted by the birth of Jesus. Why should we be so shocked to figure out that we too will have our lives interrupted as we journey through our own Advent season? Advent is about change. The Messiah is about to change everything. I thought a lot about that this week. I came up with the fact that Advent truly can change us. Like it changed Zechariah and Elizabeth, Mary and Joseph, the shepherds, Simeon and Anna, the prophets, and all the disciples who followed Jesus. As the Advent season comes along, we can let it interrupt us and change us, or we can ignore the interruption and go on with business as usual. The first so what question that I have for you today: are you going to trip over Advent, stumble and stop for a moment, and then return to normal? Or are you going to treasure your Advent interruption and be changed forever? Has the Advent of the Messiah changed you? Where are you in your journey of Advent? Are you stuck in a valley of fear? Are you moving along the road of faith? Or are you already on the mountaintop singing a song of joy? Has the Advent season helped you put a song in your heart and in your home? That's the question that I have for you. Where are you in this season of Advent? Notice that when Mary first encountered the angel Gabriel, the scripture says she was greatly troubled, Luke 1:29. Mary's starting place in her journey of her Advent interruption was fear. The announcement from Gabriel caused Mary to be greatly, not a little, not just a tiny bit, but greatly troubled. And at first, Mary's Advent interruption of the Messiah brought fear and a feeling of fear. You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by The Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. Our prayer team would love to pray for you. You can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship. Click on the prayer icon, write your prayer. And if you want a response, there's a place to mark that. We will pray. We have seen some wonderful blessings and healings that have taken place in the midst of God's praying people. Also, we have a man in our church that bought a case of the one-year Bibles. He would gladly send you a Bible. Just email me at Pastor Dave at the Seed Christian Fellowship, and we'll mail you a one-year Bible. We often lose sight of the reality behind Mary's story. In our culture, a woman who was pregnant and unmarried ran the risk of death by stoning from her father and the other men in the village. All Mary wanted was a nice, normal life. She was already engaged or betrothed, you know. The news from the angel was going to deeply hurt the people she loved the most. Her fiancé would have no reason to believe her story. Her parents would be crushed, and the family would be, well, scandalized. People are afraid of change. Maybe you're one of those people. People are afraid of change. People are also afraid of the unknown. Things we have never seen or experienced can overwhelm us. Back before the world was understood in our modern times, cartographers would map out what they knew, but at the edges of the map, beyond which they had no knowledge or understanding, they would write these words: beyond there are dragons. Beyond there are dragons. But with the news from Gabriel, Mary was in dragon territory. Mary was in a place of the unknown. There was nothing about the angel's news that fit nicely or neatly into her hopes and dreams. Mary's first reaction is very understandable. She was greatly troubled. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you're struggling with, but I know there's someone listening today that is greatly troubled. You're in good company. You're in the company of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Some of us here today know what it is to be greatly troubled. Your story may not involve an angel or an unplanned pregnancy, but you've experienced something you did not expect. You never wanted or planned for, or your first reaction included shock, anger, fear, anxiety, and a sense of loss. In fact, there are very few people who experience a life that even slightly resembles the plans they've marked out when they were young. I'm willing to bet that many of our plans for life did not travel the plan A that lived in our heart and mind. None of us included financial hardships, children with special needs, grief and loss, divorce, wartime, moving away from family and friends. Oh, the list goes on and on. Some of us are very anxious and feel as if we are really in dragon territory. Point one, it's okay to be greatly troubled. It's okay to be greatly troubled. It's okay to be afraid. Mary was pregnant with Emmanuel, God with us. Yet she was, and she's not married yet. And on one hand, she has this great news, but on the other hand, it was troubling and terrifying. What an Advent interruption this was for Mary. It changed her life forever. Plan A for her was over. Although Mary started the journey at the place called Advent, here she didn't stay there. If we were to read the whole story that the good Dr. Luke gives us, we would read that as soon as Mary was greatly troubled, the angel tells her, "Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God, for nothing is impossible with God." What a great verse to memorize. Don't be afraid. You have found favor with God, for nothing is impossible with God. Do you hear how Mary went from fear to faith? She was told by the angel, "Do not be afraid." If you ever have the time to go through all the angel visitations in the Bible, you'll be shocked to see just how often the first words of angels begin with, "Do not be afraid." Then they deliver some, well, mind-blowing confirmation of some amazingly unbelievable news. "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found great favor with God, Mary. Nothing is impossible with God, Mary." You know what? You and I need to remember these words. Say them to yourself. Say them with me. "Don't be afraid." Put your name in there. "Don't be afraid, Dave. You have found great favor with God, Dave. Nothing is impossible with God, Dave." If you've been stuck in fear, it's time to move out of that neighborhood. That's how Mary went from fear to faith. Mary treasures her Advent interruption and accepts that it will change her life forever. She believed what the angel had to say was true. Whatever were her immediate concerns were, Mary believes and begins to treasure her Advent interruption. Look at verse 38 in chapter 1. "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." Wow, these are tough times. We seem to be living in a world that could collapse at any moment. I have a great idea. What if we all gathered here today and the message is that we are supposed to hear the scriptures today as though they were delivered by angels to each one of us? As I worked on this passage this past week, the thing that struck me was Mary's faith. Think of faith this way. Faith is belief plus trust. Faith is belief plus trust. Faith is belief plus trust. First, Mary intellectually believed what Gabriel said. Mary believed that the virgin birth was possible and would happen. Mary did not doubt. Second, Mary trusted her whole life to God's promise. Let me say that again. Mary trusted her whole life to God's promise. And third, Mary's trust produced an attitude of submission when she said, "May it be to me as you have said." And out of this submission and surrender sprang a faith that acted. Mary immediately obeyed God's word and went to the hill country of Judah. The question remains the same for you and me. Can we, like Mary, say, "I am the Lord's servant"? Can we believe that we have been given favor with God? Hear these words from the Old Testament lesson we just read. "The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing." Can you believe that nothing is impossible with God on your side? Can you can we take our faith and trust and put our faith into action? Mary chose to accept her Advent news. Can you imagine the conversations she endured? How in the world does she tell Joseph? How does she tell her parents, her family? We all know how some of those conversations had to go, and yet here's Mary, filled with life and trusting that with God, nothing is impossible. He put all of her life into God's hands. She was God's servant. Mary then goes to visit her relative, Elizabeth, in the surrounding hill country. There's some good advice here. When you're in a tough situation, go see someone you love who loves you. Let me say that again. When you're in a tough situation, go see someone you love who loves you. And just like the angel told Mary, there stands Elizabeth way beyond childbearing age, but now she's 6 months pregnant. Mary's faith was super injected with hope and joy just seeing Elizabeth. And at the sound of Mary's greeting, a supernatural connection occurs. The baby in Elizabeth's womb, which is John the Baptist, well, he leaps with joy at the sound of pregnant Mary's voice. And Elizabeth explains how very blessed Mary is. And right there in the hill country, Mary got it. She really got it. And she begins to sing, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servants." Do you know that the word for magnifies in the Greek is the same word for megaphone? Mary really got it. The angel, the message had given her, and the fact that Elizabeth is pregnant, Mary cannot contain her joy as she gets out her megaphone and breaks into joyful adoration. Friends, Mary is still not married, and she's still pregnant, tucked away in the hill country, and the road ahead of her is very long. But Mary has moved from fear to faith to adoration. How about you? Can you join in this Advent journey? Does the journey sound familiar to you at all? Has Advent interrupted your life? Has the world robbed and stolen your dreams? Has God brought something into your life, something that you never anticipated nor prepared for? Prophet Zephaniah told the people of Israel when they felt like God had forgotten them those powerful words, "Sing out loud, O daughter Zion! Shout, O Israel! Rejoice and exult over your heart, O daughter Jerusalem! The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has turned away your enemies." Wow. Just think of what he's saying. Powerful words. The Lord is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exalt over you with singing. You know, Mary grew up hearing those words sung in the synagogue. They were read and prayed. Mary grew up with a hope that the Messiah would change the world, not her life. So what for us today is that this very same Messiah, who has a habit of interrupting people's lives, has come into our world. Yes, Emmanuel, God with us, is coming into our world. He has come into our world. We don't always get plan A, do we? I love what the chartographer said. Beyond there are dragons, and very well there may be dragons. But we have a God who is a God-slaying dragon. And he sent his one and only Son into the world in order for us to sing over us. Let us pray. God, you're a mighty warrior. Sing over us. Teach us of your acceptance and great love. Help us to give up the reins of control and encourage us to become your servants. This Advent season, we open our hearts and our lives to you. Amen. God loves you, and so do I. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you all of your days. See you next week. God bless.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com. Or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave, because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.